Desai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live. Stay tuned.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtottaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you, if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie, called the mind, is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtottara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately, that is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number. Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtottaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
Namasmarana.
this, the prime need is faith. Faith in yourself. You can move mountains in the social level if you conquer your mind in the individual level. Curb your powers and make them run along useful channels. That will result in joy for you and others. To get that faith, know your truth. To know that, attach yourself to the larger self of which you are a part by constant Namasmarana. Turn the key in the lock to the right, it opens. Turn the same key to the left, it is locked. So too, turn your mind towards the objective world. It is locked, caught, entangled. Turn it to the right, away from the objects of the senses. The lock is loosened. You are free. Deliverance is at hand. How to turn right? Well, begin with Namasmarana as the first step. All journeys start with the first step. That will itself take you through the second and the third to the very goal. Want of steady faith is what drives people to drugs and books. There is a story about Radha and her faith in Krishna. The elders in Vrindavan who reveled in scandalizing Krishna, successors have been born for them even now, set an ordeal for Radha to test her virtue. She was given a mud pot with 100 holes and asked to bring water in that pot from Yamuna to her house. She was so full of Krishna consciousness that she never knew the condition of the pot. She immersed it in the river, repeating the name of Krishna as usual with every intake of the breath and every exhalation. Every time the name Krishna was uttered, a hole was covered, so that by the time that pot was full, it was whole. That was the measure of her faith. Faith that can affect even inanimate objects.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse. The 33rd name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali is
Om Sri Sai Chitravati Tataputta Parthi Vihari Ne Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Puttaparthi is the name of the holy village selected for manifestation of this Sai Avatar. It is also called Parthi, which is very much akin to Patri, the place which the previous Sai Avatar had selected. Putta means anthill. Parthi came to be called so because the village was covered with anthills in the past. This village is on the banks of the Chitravati River, which rises from the famous Nandi Hills in Mysore, Karnataka state, the hill which is of the shape of the sacred bull of Shiva, which has a great temple built by the Chola emperors for Nandikeshwara, the lord with the Nandi as his vehicle. The four-legged bull is the symbol of Dharma on four props: Satya, Shanti, Prema and Sahana. Chitravati River is thrice blessed. Baba took birth in a village on its bank. Baba as child and boy played about with his companions on the sandy bed of this river, and bhajan gatherings were held on the sands of the riverbed for many years and on special occasions like Ram Navami, Vaikuntha Ekadashi, etc. Baba has created from the sands of this river, by his divinity of his will, idols, pictures, books, gems, conches, sweets, vibhuti, vessels with amrit, plates with yantras and a variety of objects of unequaled spiritual potency. It is the Sarayu and Yamuna of this age. Dear listeners, Till now you listen to the explanation of the 33rd name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali. That is, Om Sri Sai Chitravati Tataputtaparthi Viharine Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Chitravati Tata Puttaparthi Viharine Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who resides in Puttaparthi on the banks of the river Chitravati. The village of Puttaparthi rests on the banks of the river Chitravati. This river originates from the Nandi hills in Mysore. The hills are shaped like Nandi, Lord Shiva's vehicle, the bull. So they have derived the name Nandi Hills. The kings from the Chola dynasty constructed a Shiva temple here during their reign. Whenever divine incarnations have appeared on earth, they have selected settlements along the banks of rivers as their places of birth. Sri Rama was born in Ayodhya on the banks of Sariyu River. Sri Krishna was born on the banks of Yamuna. Shirdi Sai too was born near a river bank in the Patri village to Devagiri Amma and Ganga Bhav. In the same manner, Sri Satya Sai Baba chose his birthplace on the banks of the river Chitravati. In childhood, he would sport with his friends on the sands of this holy river. Before Prashanti Nilayam was constructed, Swami would go to Chitravati river every day along with his devotees. He would sit on the sands and sing bhajans and impart instructions to them. He also performed a number of miracles on these banks. He would move his hands through the sands and materialize rare idols for his devotees. He has manifested several gems, conches, yantras, pens, and even a copy of the Bhagavad Gita and delighted his devotees. After spending long hours on the Chitravati sands, when the devotees, especially the young children, would feel hungry, Swami would move his hand through the sands and materialize hot Mysore Pak, an Indian sweet, dripping with ghee, and steamy Medu Vadas, a spicy snack. And these eatables would not have a single grain of sand stuck to them. How blessed were those devotees who had the good fortune to witness these miracles. This is a story from the time when Swami used to reside in the old Mandir. It was the monsoon season. The rain started coming down heavily. The torrential rainfall just would not cease. This constant rain caused a rise in the water levels of the Chitravati river. The water flooded the banks and started flowing towards the village. It seemed everything would soon get submerged in the water. In the time of the Krishna avatar, when the waters of the Yamuna rose and started flooding Gokulam, the people had prayed to Sri Krishna. In the same manner, the villagers of Parthi had only one refuge, Swami. The flood water started flowing towards the Mandir. Just as the Yamuna yearned to take Chiransparsh of Sri Krishna, the waters of Chitravati too yearned to touch the lotus feet of Sai Krishna. If the water level had risen any higher, the temple and the houses of the devotees would have been submerged in it. Was it difficult for Sai Krishna to perceive this? He rushed out, allowed the water to touch his lotus feet and commanded the river, "Enough, no more, now go back." And the river Chitravati, sanctified by the touch of Prabhu Sai, calmed down and the water started receding rapidly.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to a short story glorifying the 33rd name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali. That is, Om Sri Sai Chitravati Tataputtaparthi Viharine Namaha. The 34th name is
ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಸಾಯಿ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಪ್ರದಾಯ ನಮಃ.
ಲೆಟ್ಸ್ ನೌ ಎಲ್ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸಿಗ್ನಿಫಿಕೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ನೇಮ್. ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಸಾಯಿ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಪ್ರದಾಯ ನಮಃ. ಬಾಬಾ ಎಂಡೌಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಶಕ್ತಿ, ವಿತ್ ಎನರ್ಜಿ, ವಿತ್ ವಿಗರ್. ಪ್ರದಾಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಹಿಮ್ ಹೂ ಗಿಫ್ಟ್ಸ್. ಬಾಬಾ ಗಿಫ್ಟ್ಸ್ ವಿಗರ್, ಎನರ್ಜಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆನ್ಸ್, ಫಾರ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಸ್ವರೂಪ, ದ ಎಂಬಾಡಿಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಶಕ್ತಿ. ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಶಿವಶಕ್ತಿ, ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ಈವನ್ ಆಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಎಟ್ ಕೈಲಾಸ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಈ ಗ್ರ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಶಿವಂ ಅಂಡ್ ಶಕ್ತಿ, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರೆಂಥ್. ಎವ್ರಿವನ್ ಹೂ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ದ ಚಾನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಹಿಮ್ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ಚಾರ್ಜ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಕಾನ್ಫಿಡೆನ್ಸ್, ಫಾರ್ ಹೀ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ಸ್ ಫೇಥ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಆತ್ಮ ವಿತಿನ್, ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ಕೇಪಬಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಫಿಯರ್. ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ದ ಸ್ವೀಟೆಸ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಪರ್ವೇಸಿವ್ ಟೀಚರ್ of Advaita, for he teaches not merely from without but also from within, not merely through words but through silence, not merely by books but also by the bricks and bouquets of fortune. For nothing can give man greater shakti than the awareness of his own indestructibility. Baba endows vigor and vitality to dharma and to centers of dharma like monasteries and seminaries, temples and places of divine worship, which keep dharma and the dharmic way of life constantly before the conscience of man in all lands. Baba fills our eyes with prema so that we can see the world as the Brahma it is. Listening to his words and observing them in practice, we find our attachment to the transitory losing its hold. The memory of our inner reality is regained, as Arjuna declared. Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the 34th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtotar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Shakti Pradaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Shakti Pradaya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai who bestows strength. The word Prada means the one who bestows. Bhagavan Shri Satya Sai Baba is Shiva Shakti incarnate and bestows strength, vitality and wisdom upon his devotees. From Shiva we receive bliss, and Shakti grants us vitality, fortitude and intelligence. In the life of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, who is a bestower of strength, we find many instances where he has transmitted special powers and we are able to witness its effects. In July 1957, Bhagwan Baba visited the ashram of Swami Shivananda at Rishikesh. Swami Shivananda, seated in a wheelchair, went along with his disciples to welcome Bhagwan and greeted him by joining both his hands together. Bhagwan Baba raised his Abhaya Hasta and blessed everyone. The next day, Baba moved his hand in a circular motion and materialized a Rudraksha Mala of 108 beads set in gold. He put it around Swami Shivananda's neck. He also materialized Vibhuti and smeared it on his forehead. During his stay in the ashram, Bhagwan Baba gave a discourse to Swami Shivananda and his disciples every day. One day, Baba materialized some fruits and vibhuti and asked Shivananda Swami to eat it. From that moment onwards, there was a dramatic improvement in Swami Shivananda's health. The same Swami Shivananda who had gone to welcome Baba in a wheelchair, the moment he became a recipient of strength from Bhagwan, was able to now stand on his feet. Later, he himself walked with Bhagwan to show him the ashram and its surroundings with great enthusiasm. This is how Shivashakti incarnation Bhagwan Baba healed the great ailing yogi and brought him back to normalcy. This incident represents just one example. But there are innumerable knowable devotees who have been blessed with wisdom and vitality through Bhagwan Baba's grace. In 1961, Bhagwan Baba visited Badrinath along with a few select devotees. The purpose of this pilgrimage was not only to secure the darshan of Badrinath for his devotees, but to also revitalize the Shakti, divine potency, in the Atmalinga, which was installed under the idol of Badri Narayana. This Atmalinga was given by Lord Shiva himself to Sri Shankaracharya. Baba retrieved it from its hidden place and sanctified it with all the rituals. He also gave an opportunity to all his devotees to have darshan of this Atmalinga and then sent it back to its original place after empowering it with the divine potency. Later, he also empowered the Jyotirlinga in like manner at the Somnath temple in Saurashtra. He visited Dwaraka, Pandharpur and Srisailam to revitalize the divine powers in the respective idols. Such things are possible only for the Shivashakti incarnation.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to a short story glorifying the 34th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Shakti Pradaya Namaha. So dear listeners, in today's episode we explored the meaning and significance of two names of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali. The explanation of the names is taken from the book Garland of 108 Gems by Professor N. Kasturi. With this, we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you and loving Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam.
శ్యామ సుందరుని మురళి